Fashion for Profit, a professional's complete guide to designing, manufacturing, and marketing a successful line, by Francis Harder. Introduction. Welcome to the fashion business. This is a unique industry, artistic and creative, profit-driven and demanding. Fashion for Profit will take you to the heart of fashion and give you the real facts. This may be the place that you always wanted to be. Now is the time to learn about fashion and make your mark on it. This is where your sense of style and knowledge of financial planning can bring great financial and personal rewards. This will be the place that will support your ideas and reward your hard work. Fashion research will teach you about the cultural impact on apparel and accessories. You will learn about sketching as well as figuring. You will understand all about the processes of manufacturing and the thrill of marketing. You will not only learn what you need to know, but about what you want to know. As you browse this book, you will note that it will get more and more excited. Every chapter brings the definitive information about each specific area of fashion design and merchandising. You will find that many of the questions you thought would never be addressed anywhere are answered here in clear and understandable terms. One of the great things about the fashion industry is that one person can make a difference. There is always room for those who want to work and plan and organize and design and market a product at a profit. If it doesn't sell, we learn to get over it and go on to another success. Enjoy this book and let it guide you in your dreams to fulfillment. Adrian B. Zinn, MFA, Past Department Chair, Fashion Merchandising, Los Angeles Trade Technical College, January 2001. Chapter 1. Major Steps in Manufacturing a Garment. Fashion, like all the arts, serves as a release from the humdrum in life. Part fantasy and part romance, it turned Princess Diana, Jackie Kennedy, Cinderella, Beau Brummel, and Madonna into legends. There are many pleasures in life, fashion being one that is enjoyed by many who are fortunate enough to have the time and the money available to do so. To the designer, it is an art form and more. It is also an exciting and unpredictable business. To become a fashion designer, then an entrepreneur in the apparel business, means being aware of all the important new changes happening around you and being able to predict new trends of tomorrow. It is being able to create a simple little dress, which to your amazement breaks all records for sales. Fashion is a continual gamble, but owning a company can be rewarding, though sometimes a stressful experience. You may have been thinking about going into business for some time and just didn't know where or how to begin this daunting undertaking. Or you may have already begun to realize your dream, but need extra help and advice from someone who has been in the fashion industry for many years, someone who can predict some of the potential difficulties that may occur and, most importantly, help prevent them from happening. This introductory chapter presents a brief description of the many roles an apparel manufacturer will have to become familiar with in order to run a business efficiently. Manufacturing consists of several interrelated processes explained in this first chapter, from the basic theory of garment design through the production stage to the marketing and selling of the line. This is an overview of most of the components that are involved in running and operating a small clothing company, starting with design and development, financial organization, marketing and sales, production, quality control, and shipping. A more in-depth explanation of these steps will be covered more thoroughly in the following chapters. Product design and development. Product development is the first step in the manufacturing process. This involves a lot of research and inspiration. For the startup entrepreneur, it will mean a great deal of research and market analysis in order to come up with a product which will be in demand. Manufacturers and even large retailers such as The Gap, Ann Taylor, Urban Outfitters, and The Limited all spend a great deal of money on product development and formulating new ideas. This could mean a trip to Europe to view the collections and research ideas in European stores and on the streets. It may involve exhibits and professional trend services that predict styles, fabrics, and colors for the next season. Design is an ongoing process, and as soon as one line is complete, the designer will have to begin on the next season's designs, producing 4 to 6 collections each year. As a startup manufacturer developing a first line, coming up with fresh ideas for the next line can often be problematic. Remember that you will never have as much time to develop a future line as you have had for the first line you produce and market. Each garment must be individually styled. Although it may be similar to other garments in the line and similar to garments in the preceding line, it will still need new individual features of its own. These similarities represent the signature look for your company, one which retailers and customers come to recognize and return to buy. This is called branding. It is important that a manufacturer achieve a look that is recognized as its brand image. To achieve this goal, the designer starts with structure, trims, and fabric. The necessity for balanced proportions, good fit, and quality for the money paid by the customer is another important aspect of producing a saleable line of clothing. The number of pieces in a line depends on the size of the company and the price range of the product. For a startup manufacturer, keeping the line small and manageable is important. Finding a product that can fill a need in a market that is saturated with old styles and has a price ticket that will allow the startup to provide product and make a profit will make the difference between success and failure. Some successful companies have started with one item, sold it in large quantities, which made it possible for them to grow slowly. Of course, there are many manufacturers who have been one-trick ponies that have not been able to develop another successful item. They're gone within a few short months of starting their business. Product development is where it starts and finishes. Fashion trends. In the fashion industry, there is a constant flow of information about what the customer is buying. Information about customer preferences, as expressed in customer purchases, flows in several directions. One example is when information flows back from the manufacturer to the retail store via the manufacturer's sales representative. This alerts the store to trends they may not have noticed. Sales representatives are constantly analyzing the fashion trends, and a good sales representative can help a manufacturer with such key information. From the records of an individual store, the retailer can discern sudden or gradual changes in the preferences of the customer and is able to spot new trends. Another flow of information is from the manufacturer to the fabric producers. This often takes the form of the garment manufacturer's fabric reorders for the most popular materials, patterns, and colors. In addition, there are professional trend services that provide manufacturers with future trends in design, fabric, and trim likely to be in the stores in the upcoming seasons. These trend services can be expensive, but many manufacturers feel they are worth it. Fabric. As a designer, it is important to find the right fabrics for your first line. This could mean a trip to see fabrics at a textile show. Textile shows will inform you of the new trends and colors for the following seasons. Finding your dream fabric on your first line can be a problem for a startup business. Most mills want you to buy minimum yardage, which could be as much as 1,000 yards. It takes patience to fabricate your line and find the best choice at the right price. It would be wise to plan on using just a few fabrics at first, no more than 3. Using more fabrics than 3 will cost too much to produce. Do not give up. Use all the resources mentioned in Chapter 5. There are great fabrics available, and with the internet, finding the right fabric has become easier. Usually, a designer plans a certain number of garments for each type of fabric and color selected. This is called a story. A certain proportion of the line could be high-end fashion, with some styles designed in more basic styling and fabric, which could complement the more extreme styles. Price, as well as the design, influences the choice of fabric and trimmings. If the fabric is on the more expensive end of the budget, then a simpler design will be necessary in order to keep the garment within the price range required for the line. A more reasonably priced fabric can be cut in a more elaborate style that will allow the major cost to be in labor. First pattern and sample. Once the sample yardage is acquired, the first pattern must be made. In order to produce a good first pattern, the pattern maker must be able to understand the design that is to be translated into a pattern, and then into a first sample. A flat, technical drawing, of the garment is sketched with finished dimensions and sewing details, top stitching, zipper length, etc. If you're trained in draping and are able to make your own patterns, this will obviously save you a great deal of money. You will then be more likely to achieve your vision of how you would like your garments to look and be produced, without having the garment remade a number of times before it is to your satisfaction. The next step is to have the first sample sewn. The contractor that you plan to use for your production, not necessarily a sample maker, can often make the samples. This has the added advantage of the contractor being able to cost the garment for production. Contractors like to sew the first sample, as they hope that then they will be able to sew your production orders. Using this method allows the contractors to become aware of any problems involved with sewing a particular style, and it enables them to give a fair estimate of the costing. As a rule of thumb, sewing the first sample is usually 2 to 3 times the price of sewing a garment in production. Will the garment stay in the line? What changes should be made to keep it saleable for the right price point? Often, you have to switch fabric or take fewer markups to make a garment sell. Other times, the trim will be reduced or eliminated, or the pattern adjusted so it would take less fabric. All these are tricks of the trade to make a garment sell and sell at the right price point. Product costing. It goes without saying, the simplest garments cost less to make. As styling details are added, e.g. pockets, fancy seaming, linings and trims, etc., the cost of the finished garment will increase labor cost in production. If you have chosen an expensive fabric for one of your designs, it would be wise to keep the details to a minimum. Using expensive fabric and many styling details often makes the finished cost of the garment too high for the market to which it is targeted. Costing a garment is a mathematical formula. Costs of fabric, plus trims, plus labor, plus business overhead, plus profit, equals garment cost. Overhead costs are affected by such factors as design research, markdown sales losses, brand advertising, promotions, rent, and everything else that goes along with owning and running a business. This all has to be calculated into the costing of a garment. The cost of piece goods, fabric, is generally about 1/3 the initial production cost of a garment. For the small company, the markup will be higher than for bigger mass-producing companies that have a lower markup percentage due to the volume they manufacture. Ultimately, the final figures may be a subjective call of what the market will bear. If you price your garments higher than comparable garments sold in the same stores as your product, you will find that your clothes will be left on the rack. Designing, for the most part, is experimental, and there will be a number of first samples that will not make it into the line. Editing the line or weeding out is a very important stage, and it takes someone with experience to pick the potential good sellers. The approved sample for the line will have the right combination of fabric, styling, and trims, and can be sold for the right price with the appropriate profit margin. It takes only a few really good styles for a company to have a successful season. It takes only a few bad styles to close a company or make for an unprofitable season. Sales representative. Now the samples can be shown to the sales representative, sales rep. Sometimes he or she will ask that you make certain changes in order for a better presentation. Experienced sales representatives can be informative and give helpful advice. They meet with the buyers and have an eye for what will sell well. Buyers from retail stores all over the country are invited to visit the sales representative showrooms in one of many fashion marts across the country for presentation of the season's collections. Sales reps will show lines at trade shows, which occur at various times each year. Some sales reps also travel to show the line to individual stores. This type of rep is known as a road rep. For a startup company, it is always a good idea to show a first line and sell it yourself. It is important to see the reaction to the product and to learn something about selling. Selling online. Selling on the internet is here to stay and a fast-growing business. For any new company, it is a must to buy your domain name as soon as you start your business and set up a web page. With the right product, a company can become very profitable with online direct sales and/or selling wholesale to the retailer. There are buying offices that have virtual showrooms which show your product and sell to the retailers without ever having direct contact. Just as mail order has been an important sales method, the internet will continue to grow as a major sales outlet available to everyone in their own home worldwide. See Chapter 15, Selling on the Internet. Production pattern, marking and grading. Once the line is edited and the sales representative has the line, then the first pattern is made into a production pattern. The production pattern is a perfected first pattern. This means that the first pattern is corrected for fitting and sewing details, and the lay of the fabric is tested for an economical marker. The production pattern is then given to the grader and marker maker to be graded into sizes. These days, the computer is mainly used to perform these two steps, although there are still hand graders and marker makers who do an excellent job. Grading is taking the first production pattern, which is normally a middle size, like a size 8, and grading it up and down into other sizes. Grading is an important part of production, so the grader must be experienced. Production samples of these graded sizes are sometimes made to test the fit, and specifications are written for each garment and each size. This ensures that in production, the garments are sewn exactly as the approved production samples. Duplicate samples are usually made at this stage. Duplicates of the line, called sales samples, are sent to the various sales representatives to show buyers all over the country. The larger the company, the more sales reps you have to represent you. More sales samples would then be required. The grader usually makes the marker as part of their service. The marker is made for the complete pattern, using as little fabric as possible and interlocking the pattern pieces together to ensure there is no wasted fabric. It is printed out onto paper that is the same width as the fabric. The marker is used by the cutter, who will follow it while cutting out the pattern pieces. It is laid over layers of fabric that have been rolled out onto large cutting tables. The fabric is sometimes rolled out and layered to 30 layers of fabric or more. Fabric and trim ordering. As soon as the line is completed, duplicates are made for the sales reps to show buyers to write orders. An estimate of how much fabric will be needed to produce the line is usually done at this time. This step should be given close consideration. Ordering too much fabric will result in waste and will take away from the profit. Ordering too little will result in losing orders and profit margin. These days, it is best to be conservative and to order on the safe side. If there are more orders and not enough fabric, then you can explain the problem to the retailers, and if you are lucky, they may be willing to wait for a reorder of fabric to fill their orders. Building a cutting ticket. Once the sales representatives start to write orders, the manufacturer will begin to write cutting tickets. This will give a good idea as to what items in the line are going to be good sellers and what will not. An estimate of the yardage will then be made, and the fabric will then be ordered. As soon as the fabric arrives for production, it must be checked for flaws or shading. If this is done as soon as the fabric is received, there may be time enough to return any damaged goods and receive replacement fabric. Cutting. Having in-house cutting demands a higher volume of sales in order to justify the cost of employing a full-time cutter. Therefore, startup businesses usually give the fabric to a cutting service to cut the garments. Often, the cutter and the contractor are under one roof and will be responsible for both cutting and sewing the complete garment. The cutting is done on large, long cutting tables that are the full width of the fabric rolled out onto them. The paper marker, as explained earlier, is placed on top of the fabric and the piece goods are then cut for production with band knives that vibrate up and down, cutting through the numerous layers of fabric at one time. Larger manufacturers use computers to grade, make the marker, and cut out the pattern from the fabric. The cut garments are then separated and bundled into lots to be sewn together by the sewers. Production of the garment. Usually, the contractor is responsible for taking the cut goods and sewing the garments for production. Larger companies may sometimes have their own in-house sewing operators and still contract out some of their work. Certain larger companies cut in the U.S. and then ship the cut garments to an offshore contractor to sew together. Or they may have the total production produced abroad, which enables the manufacturer to produce at a more competitive price point. There are pros and cons for producing offshore. Some manufacturers would rather pay more and have their garments produced domestically, where they are able to keep better control over quality of goods, have a faster turnaround in production, and not have to contend with the customs and shipping costs. Contractors generally work in piece goods. This means the garment is sewn piece by piece. For example, One operator is responsible for sewing a collar, another is responsible for setting the sleeves, and another will complete the whole garment by sewing the finished pieces together. Each worker is paid depending on the number of pieces he or she has sewn. Operators who show exceptional ability are frequently promoted to produce the first sample and responsible for the prototype samples. This sample hand position requires a person that has a number of years' experience and who can produce a good-looking garment. They are generally assured steady employment at a regular weekly salary. A good sample maker is hard to find and well-respected. Better wear companies have their garments sewn completely by one operator to assure a better quality garment. These operators are paid by the hour and not by each piece produced. It is a common practice these days for a group of operators to be responsible for one garment, working as a team to sew the complete garment. This induces a sense of pride in the operators as their finished product is recognized as their own work. This is known as the modular method. Quality control and distribution. It is important for the manufacturer that quality of the goods be carefully controlled. In the beginning, this will be done by you. It is your responsibility to check with the contractor to ensure that he is following the construction methods used in the production sample and that the quality remains consistent. This is achieved by going to the contractor's factory and inspecting for yourself the quality of goods produced. Once the contractor finishes the garments, they are delivered for final quality inspection and shipping. Or the contractor himself could be responsible for shipping the garments when completed. These days, the industry is using more technology, which makes for better quality in production, increased efficiency, and faster movement of goods from factory to store. The use of coding tickets sewn into the garments makes tracking the garments from cutting through the final sale an efficient method of keeping a record of production. Even cash registers can be coded to send reorder information to suppliers as stocks drop. The garments will be shipped either on a hanger or flat in plastic bags, depending on what arrangements were made with the retailer. The garments are grouped depending on the customer and the dates to be shipped. An order always bears two dates: the ship date, after which shipping can begin, and the cancel date, when all shipping must be completed to avoid cancellation. Late shipping must be avoided at all costs, as the store could cancel its order. Buyer reaction. When the ordered garments arrive at the receiving department of the retail store, they are checked in, examined, and delivered to the correct department of the store. The retailer will cost the garments with their own markup costs. The norm for most department and specialty stores is to double the manufacturer's price, plus an additional 20 to 30%. Or what the industry refers to as a 2.2. If a garment costs $100 from the manufacturer, it will be $220 on the retail floor. An initial order might not be very large. Buyers often check how the stock comes through, which means how the manufacturer produces the finished garments. Buyers will also watch for public reaction to those garments. The styles that prove popular are reordered in greater quantity, whereas styles that do not sell satisfactorily go on the markdown rack. How long a garment stays on the floor before it becomes sales merchandise varies with the store and the competition. Retailers soon learn what types of garments sell best and which manufacturer made them. The stock is analyzed each day, and records show how many of each size, color, and styles are sold. Armed with this information, a buyer will return to a manufacturer for reorder or returns. Selling to large department stores has become a very risky business, and new companies should be aware of canceled orders and chargebacks. These can occur when the store wants part payment for any of your garments that have not sold and end up on the markdown rack, or if you should ship late. In reality, chargebacks are much more complex and are explained later in this book. Markdown money adds to the manufacturer's overhead costs and may boost the original retail price of the garment. Manufacturers who want to keep the stores as customers try to cooperate. Unfortunately, it has become such a contentious issue that some manufacturers refuse to sell to certain retailers because of these chargeback issues. This is one reason why so many manufacturers are opening their own retail stores in recent years. For startup manufacturers, it is best to avoid the large department stores. They can break a small company in one order. Diversify your orders to a variety of smaller stores. Financial organization. This part of your business must be carried through with much planning and with as much advice as is available. The first step is the business plan. This can be an arduous task, but by carefully following the simple directions laid out in this book, you will be able to complete a business plan in less time than you may think possible. Next, the bookkeeping should be set up to allow the business to flow smoothly and efficiently. Arrange bank accounts with business checking, make company business cards, and apply for licenses. Use the many free forms of help that are available to new companies, including the forms that have been included with the purchase of this book. The forms can also be downloaded from the Fashion for Profit website. It is in your best interest to use this readily available help. Remember that without good financial planning, you are basically wasting your time and money. It is here that most businesses fail. By not paying attention to this part of the business, there is no business. Out of 10 businesses that start, one may make it. The first 2 years are critical. Apparel retail store. Opening a retail store in order to sell directly to customers is attractive to many designers, lured by the promise of increasing sales and building a brand. However, like manufacturing, it should be fully investigated before making a final commitment. Many fashion designers, both large and small, have become successful retailers. With the addition of a retail store, the business now becomes a vertical operation. From the first sketch to the point of sale, the designer manufacturer has control. Once you open your store, it may also be a good idea to include other product lines within the store, which could complement your own creations. These other lines could be sold on consignment, which would help cut back on the direct costs of investing in inventory. Having several options will empower you and help you to make the right decisions. Opening a retail establishment demands a significant amount of time to properly oversee every aspect of the fledgling business. As a designer manufacturer, do you have that time available? Finding the right location and understanding your customers' needs are key elements of owning a retail store. It is helpful to sell what you know. However, if you are not familiar with basic marketing principles or the fashion industry, it will be critical to learn about and investigate the market. Becoming profitable will require continual upgrading to improve and refresh your retail operation. All of the information in Fashion for Profit is valuable to you when planning to open a vertically operational retail store. Even if you are not going to manufacture clothing yourself, it is important to understand all aspects of producing a garment from concept to the consumer. Some of the most important issues that will influence your success as an apparel store owner will be the same as the components necessary in becoming a successful designer manufacturer: both your discerning good taste and your business expertise. As the head of your own company, you must direct the general operations necessary to run the company smoothly. By following the outline set forth in this book, you will be able to set up your business in a logical, straightforward, and successful way. This will result in a profitable conclusion for you and your startup company, enabling you, the entrepreneur, to turn your dreams into a realistic small business. There will still be many hurdles to negotiate, but by using this book, you will prepare yourself for most of the challenges ahead. Get as much help as you can afford and use all the free help that is available to small businesses. Keep your objectives in mind. Do not lose your focus. Stick to your original plan. Visit my website, www.fashionforprofit.com. A prince who will not undergo the difficulty of understanding must undergo the danger of trusting. Marquis of Halifax. If you've enjoyed this excerpt from the book Fashion for Profit by Francis Harder, be sure to check out our website, fashionforprofit.com, where you can purchase the entire written book and learn more about the fashion business.